Shirin Ketzuchanar for Yudzayin Adar. We're continuing in Simon Ayin Beis Sif Chaf, and our attention is going to be focused in Hilchas Shabbos to specifically the dinim of Hatmana, which is literally hiding a pot that has already been heated up, hiding it in order that it maintains its heat for Shabbos. And there's two types of Hatmana. You could be Matman in something that is Moisiv Hevel, types of materials which actually add heat. For example, in the earth, it adds heat to the pot. And then there is Hatmana that's in something that's not Moisiv Hevel. What we were learning earlier was called Shehiyah, which is leaving something in the oven, in which cases it's allowed, in which cases it's not allowed. When we finish the last four halachas of Siman Ayin Beis, we are going to go straight into Siman Ayin Beis, Chelek Beis, which was written through the Mezgeres HaShulchan. The Baal Mezgeres HaShulchan goes through the dinim in a very thorough way of putting food into a tanner on Friday, which is called Shehiyah, and the dinim of Chazara, when are you allowed to put it back on a stovetop or in an oven or on a kachlin. Kachlin is, it was like a winter heater that on top had iron that they would also use for pots. So the bottom was to heat up the room, and the what you're putting on top had no connection with the open flame or the coals. And when you're allowed to put on top of it, or be either Shehiyah, it means leave it there from Friday into Shabbos, or Chazara, put it back there, either in the middle of Shabbos or on Friday. Halacha, Chaf of Siman Ayin Beis. B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, if you're opening an oven, which we said you needed to smear clothes because you put it in too close to Shabbos and we're afraid that you're going to want to hasten it by gribbling and moving around the coals because you did not do Gar of a Katam, you didn't cover them properly. In that case, you have to close and enable you to use it on Shabbos. So now you want to open it on Shabbos. Yes, the best is to do it, to open this oven and to break in this seal through a guy, because it's like a little bit, it's like a total, looks, seems like of soiser, because it's connected to the floor. In ain aku, if there's no guy to do it for you, yes, go second stage, do it through a child. In ain katan, there's no child to do it. An adult is not the davar kavu, and therefore also an adult is allowed to open it. Yes, he should do it with a roundabout way, not in its regular fashion. Halacha chaval, hamatmin kafir bearav Shabbos, and someone is hiding, so to speak, a pot of coffee on Shabbos b'soicha guma, in a hole in the ground, literally, in order to be able to use the Torah Shabbos for the need of Shabbos, umchaseu b'karim, and he's covering it with pillows and blankets, it should maintain its heat. If this hole in the ground is in earth, he's not allowed to put in the entire kli, because it's called matmin b'davar hamaisiv hevel, and we're choishish that if you allow this, a person may come on Shabbos to put a pot into Shema Yatmin Beremet, into a hole that has also ashes mixed with broken coals, and he puts it in on Friday, and we're choishish maybe he's going to be Menayer in order to hasten it before Shabbos. So choil is considered one of the things that add heat, and therefore you're not allowed to. However, note, to be able to be considered Hatmana, it has to be completely covered from all sides. So if the bottom is Moisiv Hevel and the whole thing is inside, and you cover the top, then the whole thing is considered that it's Mutman or Moisiv Hevel. And therefore, if you leave part of the pot exposed, it will not be considered Hatmana Badavra Moisiv Hevel, because Hatmana, again, has to be completely engulfed in what you're being matman, what you're hiding it in. Another nekuda that he's going to mention a little later, another qualification which it needs to be able to be considered hatmana, is that what you're hiding it in is touching the pot from all sides. But if there's something, there's airspace between the pot and what you're putting it in, then you could even cover the top with pills and blankets, as we'll see, or on top of a different type of kli. So let's see inside. The entire kli in the earth, or even if part of the kli is what's in the choil, which is the davar ma'isav hevel, and part of it is covered on the top with clothing, in a way, in a fashion that the entire kli is covered with clothing. Now, being the bottom is Moisif Hevel, then the fact that the top is covered, it considers it one big Moisif Hevel. And Gamze also, El Tzorich Lassus Boifin Zeh. It has to be done in the following way. Shakliya Shabbosach HaKofet, the Kli, in which this pot, in which the coffee is, Yatmina Rakat Chetzioi, Oyat Shlishoi Besach HaKol, only half or a third of the pot is in the ground. Vamoisha Yeba Abra, the next part of it will be exposed. And then you could put on top of the Guma, which means on top of the open hole, you put either a plank of wood that covers it, a yichbal of kli, or you put even on the pot, you put a kli that's not wrapping it tight. Shia aver b'noyu b'na kli, as long as there's ear between the pot and the kli, and then obeina kli shebesech obeinoy, between this kli that you're covering it over with, obeina kli shebesech hakofa, then you're going to go va'oz yachalitim, all of you can put on the kli that's on top of the pot, you can put clothing, bikarim, and pillows to maintain the heat, because that's not considered atmana. So the rest of the din atmana we're going to see in chelik beis avayim beis from the mizgeres hashulchan, or you can see it in shulchan aruch in reishon zayin through reishon tes. Halacha chabeis. Samach l'chashecha, when it's nearing nightfall, yishal anche beis v'loshen naka, in a soft, gentle way, he should turn to his family and ask the following questions. If rashtem chala, did you separate chala? Or be'eretz Yisrael, the Alter Rebbe adds, you should also ask if they were ma'asa the peiros. And then he should command them hadlikus in there. And this dafka has to be right before Shabbos, because if he asks it too early, they can answer, yeah, we're going to get to it, and push it off. This is right before. Halach of Gimel. Chayev adal mashmash gadov. The Lashon is chayev, but the Tur Shulchan Aruch, and that's the Lashon of the Rambam, that he has to. Tur Shulchan Aruch use the Lashon of it's a mitzvah. L'mashmash b'gadov b'er Shabbos kodem chashecha. He should tap and feel the pocket on Friday before sundown. If there's no needle, for example, if he's a person that sews or whatever other types of things may end up in his pocket, or things hanging on his clothing, even in a place that there exists an Eruv, also there he should still check why. Maybe it's not only within carrying, but also maybe it's a problem of mukta. Halacha Aleph of Simin Ayin Beis Chelik Beis, written by Baal Mizgeres HaShulchan. Now, Tana sha'oifim boy shepischoy min atzad. If it's a Tana that you bake in it and the opening is from the side, im husak, if it was heated up, or the materials it was heated up are things that make it very hot. For example, the eitzim with firewood, or the pesach shel zeisim, dregs of olives after they were pressed. Also, litim sechaber of Shabbos at cholin toite. You're not allowed to put over there and use that for shahiyah. Again, to even leave it inside on Friday to stay throughout Shabbos because it's so hot that you believe you could move the fire around and get it heated even longer. Toite la shoyse l'tzor Shabbos for Shabbos. Ela be'echad matznayim sheis baru. Unless you have one of the following qualifications that we're going to point out soon. If it's missing one of the following tnayim, we're afraid you're gonna shake and move around the coals. We have a column b'shabes ligmar b'shule, and this is specifically because we're talking about a tanur shepischem in a tzad. It maintains the heat. The opening is on the side, not on top of it, and it was heated up with materials that get it very, very hot. Gefes ve'etzim. Now, what are the tanaim? Beis, doctor. The first tanai is oy sheyesh oy chuhos b'yoyim. Shekshiyagi alayla kvar yizbashel. Or if either he put it in early enough that by the time Shabbos by night comes in, it's already going to be ready. A tartiki, which is tort, is a type of wrapped dough. Oy amin a kidney, so the legumes are a tei. Kimaicha ben Yosai, it's going to be ready at least. Reached the stage of Maicha ben Rusoy, which is the stage that Ganavim are comfortable eating it, when they're about to run by it, because they don't want to be caught, half of the bishul, which is the Chumran. Vapashtido, or Shakurin Kugel, Tzar Shikrimu Panen, has to have at least a crust already, that is ready, on the top and the bottom, the Klippa Machmaz Aish, because of the fire, Lamaila Ulamat, the top and bottom, Vizbashel Masha Basaycha, Kamacha Ben Rusoy, and the inside is Royal Maicha Ben Rusoy. So the first din is if you put it in early enough, that it will be ready in at least a minimal type of way before Shabbos comes in. Va'abosar, or another option for this first tnai, is that you put in something that's completely raw. Va'abosar, or meat, if you put in chai legamre, that it's completely raw, samach l'chashecha mamash, and you put it right before chashecha, even if you only put one such piece of raw meat, in an entire pot, that the pot has already began to cook much earlier, this will again be matter the pot. Why? Being that it's raw, it's off his mind until tomorrow. Throughout the night, it can continue cooking without him doing the action of moving around the coals. And he doesn't think about moving around the coals because you're not going to hasten it. You just put it in. You're not going to watch a cooking pot in that way. You just put it in. If you put in this piece of raw meat earlier on in the day, and it already started getting a little cooked, then at that point, you have to take the pot out before it becomes dark, before nightfall. And because as we said, we're choishes that you're going to want to hasten it and be mekalkel. Because again, this is the tanner, and you were mechata. You heated it up with gefes ve'etzim, which is a very strong inyan. We're still going to talk about what happens if it's not a tanner, it's a kiro. It's just like a similar to like a stovetop. Elim ken is bashel kvar kamach on the soy. Or if it has the first type of this tonight by basar that is already ready to machab and soy, the amount that ganav will need under pressure to consider it cooked, and then you're good. In that case, you won't either be choishes for moving around the coals and heating them up and being over on melab on it's going to be melab the ash on mevayer. So av beloichidu yichol is basal, being that it already reached that point in his mind, it's already ready, and without it cooking, it's going to get better and better. Kivan says basal kvar chatzib bishol and boidyam, half of its bishol was already prepared in boidyam. Now that was the first tonight, to allow you to leave in this oven that was that was heated up with gefes ve'etzim is either there's basar chai or that it already reached Maicha ben Yusai. This halacha dalid, another tanai, is oisha tanner toch betit sviv kisuyer, or the tanner, even if you don't, it's not chatzi bisholoi, and it's not Maicha ben Yusai, or it's not chai, but if you closed it betit sviv kisuyer, together with cement around this opening, or is a motor, al visha angel she is baso, even if there's not enough time to reach Maicha ben Yusai, and it already did start cooking, why? We're not choishes that you're going to forget it Shabbos to the extent that you're going to break off the cover and break open the seal around the door and pull it open, and you won't at that point still remind yourself that it's Shabbos. If you just closed and stuffed the door of the Tanner closed with Shmatis, it's as if you'd close the door just by putting a plank of wood there. Then it's only going to be mutter with one of the other atayim that we already mentioned, either a piece of basar chai or it's nigmar roi bishulin. Or chatzim bishulin, or shlish bishulin. Chatzim bishulin l'chumra. Halacha hey, the third tonight is oisha garaf kol ha'gichon l'chutz. Another option is you shar the rois. You swept out all the gechalim, or you covered, is the fourth tonight, you covered the gechalim inside, the afer with some dust or earth, to lower their heat. And once you did that, then you're Masiach Das. This is a simon enough for you to be Masiach Das that you're not going to plan to touch it weiter, and then it's motor. Now he's parenthetically, you should know. You don't need a sha'em to cover it as so much that you don't see any fire. It's symbolic to remind you that you already don't care about the heat, so you cover part of it. Even if afterwards they heat it up, the coals again burn up like you find sometimes with barbecues, and it may lay them on their own. You can't say, I can't now take out, I can't leave it inside now because the ketima was undone. No. Once you revealed your intention earlier on, you don't need the chalm, we're not afraid you're going to be mechat on Shabbos. If the coals, you know, they get crust, a great crust, and they're, so to speak, dying down, then it's already kiktuma, and you don't need to do any action. And then, even if it's not chai or it's not kemaicha ben Yusai, you could also leave it inside, and it's as if it's ktuma, and that is good enough. Now, v'im aver v'shachar v'nasna chalmed ayateh l'teichatan. What happens? He forgot these rules, and he put in illegally the chalmed or the teh into the tanner. V'lo yashul echad ma'ateinim shenizbar. There weren't any of those tanoim that make it mutter. Azim lo yashul uz b'yem shizbash l'maichal. If there was not enough time throughout the day that maichal should get cooked up, afilu shlish b'shul, it wouldn't reach till nightfall, till Shabbos comes in. It wouldn't reach a third of the b'shul. Okay, koydem knesses a Shabbos, which now he's being saimach lekula on the shita that shlish bishula is also enough, and you don't need to get chatzib bishula. If he couldn't even reach that point, haray a chalent, I tell you, aser, it's aser the t or the chalent bein loy bein lachem ad matzah Shabbos of deish yaser. It's aser for you or for other people, and the Alter Rebbe holds shenis bashal b'shvilim. If you prepared it for them or for your household in b'chdeish yasu for the amount of time it would take for it to be prepared. Being that this is a very light Isser in the eyes of people, because people, it's not something that was done on Shabbos. You just left it inside on Friday to cook, and there's a chshash, shema yichata. Being that people look at it in a very light way, we're on Matzah Shabbos, but this is, yeah, baita. Aval imnata lakdeira mitecha tanar, if he took the kdeira out of the tanar, filu b'Shabbos, then also lachzir l'toicha b'shum inyan. If you did take it out, there's no way to put it back. Va'olav noyigim l'haka l'achzir tafshel sh'noitla mimeno b'shabes im nisbash l'maychal kol tzarka b'ucham k'tas. Now, to return something to the to such an oven, if it wasn't grufo k'tuma, so to return it chazara into such an oven, listen closely, it needs, first of all, either it was nisbashal kol tzarkoi, not smachal but nisoy, all its need, and it's still hot. And the tanner has to be wiped out from all the gecholim, or you covered them in ba'od yom, that is shikis gecholim in ba'od yom earlier on, be'efer, as we mentioned earlier, l'mayit choymam, dafke, being that it's a tanner, and it heats a chumar havloi rav. It has a very big heat. The fact that was heated up with gevaz eitzim. So then you're allowed to do chazara on Shabbos only in a case that, first of all, again, it's bashal kol tzarkoi and it's still warm and it's gar v'katum. You already took out either took out before Shabbos all the coals or covered them. Else was that in this case they're being mekel lahachzer b'Shabbos b'yom achas suda shachris. They're mekel to do this Shabbos after the Suda, the Toicha Tanur, Sheitmina Boya Chamin, in which they were mounting the Chamin. Afbish Loiker Fu, if you weren't goyder fit, you put it in Shabbos, and let's say you were Mustamach on the Heter of smearing it closed with Tit, you could rely on it even if you didn't do Grufa Uktuma. Why? Because Shabbos by day, which is well into Shabbos, Vivade Amu call it Cholim, for sure the Cholim were already all died out. Varim Ki Grufa, it's as if, like we mentioned earlier, it's as if it's Garuf or Katum, Kamoishin is by Lamaila Siv, hey, as we said, Mikamukam Tarshiyah. What you do have to check is it's a place that ain't a yatzir lezboi, or according to other poskim, maybe if it places yatzir lezboi, but it cannot bring your food to eat up to yatzir lezboi, then it's mother makam ahu shem yatzir lezboi sham aser. If the place is yatzir lezboi, then it's aser. The kol zeh who al pi minigah oilam shenoygim lahasar tashal. This is all according to the minigah oilam that they are machzir atar and they are machzir. They do allow to return the tafshil that you took it off or out of the oven on Shabbos al pi tanaim shenizbaru. And this is according to that opinion that allows it. Aval im aval kol adam. Every person yesh lahachmar alatzma, it's better to be stringent upon himself. That's reiva poiskim shaloi lahachzer b'tachatanam Shabbos. Never to bring in specifically into Tanner on Shabbos, afil boi fadim shenizbaru. Even with these heterim that we mentioned, either it's Shabbos afternoon or it's gar v'katum and it's cham and it's nisbashal kol tzarkoi. Now, this is dafka because of Tanner. Remind yourself that every time we do chazara of soup lamashal back onto a pot, there's another t'nai, as we'll see, which is oida b'yaday, and it's dafka because it's on top of the oven and it doesn't maintain the heat the way the tanner does, as he described the tanner, which is the pischim in a tzad, and it holds and closes and the heat, and it's heated up very strong. Halacha test. Im aber v'hichzer b'shabes l'mankam sh'azal l'hachzer l'sham. If he did return it to the oven in a way that we said well, you're not allowed to return it, bein b'shoigig bein mezid, whether it was mutter, whether it was aser b'shoigig, it's like whether it was done inadvertently or bein mezid, whether he did it intentionally, aser ad matzah Shabbos, but she also it's aser till matzah Shabbos, and even after matzah Shabbos, he has to wait the amount of time it would take to heat it up. In which case do we say this? That's when it's sound like b'yafel, by the fact that you put it in, it's sitting in the oven, and it's, even though this bashal kol tzarkoi, but still it's getting better and better, like cholent. The longer it sits, it gets the taste more and more. It's good for a person, but he likes it, the fact that mitzamek really means it shrivels, it's losing, but that makes it more receiving the essence of whatever it's cooking with. If the fact that it's sitting there is now getting burnt and it's against his ratzon, then at that point, even if he did it b'shoygi or even b'meiz motor by yayim, he's allowed to use it on that day. He is not enjoying from the Issa Fakert, it's against his rust, he's not enjoying from it. Elim Kane, it's Tan Beirzir, unless it became cold, and what he's gaining is that it's heated up. Beirzir bin Eschamim, Sha'az, Asal Achle, Achi, it's Tan Kabershani, you're not letting it eat it until it cools off. Kadesh Loyanam in Issa, so you shouldn't enjoy from the Issa. In this case, the Issa was that he heated up, and that's the form in which he's benefiting. Now, Beyesh Mestapkim, there are opinions that hold that Afilu and Stanik Beyavala, even if it's as long as it's in this Bashal called Tsarka, even though it's gaining by the fact that it's becoming more saturated and it's with stomach biyafal, im yesh lasar b'diavad, if it was already done, im hayashayim b'davar, if it was done inadvertently, there are days that hold that you are allowed to machashayim b'mushal kotzak, im yesh lichmach zel lahat elachenim, shloy hursa b'shvilam. There's place to be lenient and let it be used on Shabbat for people that it wasn't put back for them. That means, let's say you put it back in the oven, a person put it back in the oven, not Shabbos by day, in which case we found a different hetter, but let's say Shabbos by night, put it in for a guest that are coming later. So those guests are not allowed to eat it, and neither is he allowed to eat it. But if a random new person shows up, he's allowed to eat. But this is specifically Mahayah Shaggy. When we come Bnei Beisa in the Hatter, to the people in his family, we should never be Matash, Gam Shalom Hosar, even without thinking, definitely it was put back there for them as well. Now, Halach Yadav, Im Notal Akdeir Malgabe Hakira. Over here, it's a stovetop, or Akira generally was considered this rectangular type of square oven, which they would put. They would put heating materials inside, whether it's firewood or whatever it is, but the holes are on top and therefore the heat escapes. So they would put inside of the hole on top, they would put a pot, and then besides the Pesach Menatah, there's also a Pesach Lamayla, but this doesn't maintain heat so strong. So over here, if not to Benat Malagabe Kerv writes Lachzir Algaba, Mutal Lachzir in his Vash Lamaycha called Tzarkai, providing that it already called Tzarkai, you're allowed to return it. Vucham Tzas if it's still warm. Vigam Shdi Akira Grufo Mikol Kholm. It has to be Grufo Ktuma. From earlier on, and she a column. Either you cover the column the afer with the ashes to lower their heat. And if it's lacking one of these times, not allowed to put it back. Now, what is the kira English akech? They had there was the kavim that you put on top were not over the flame like this kira that we just mentioned. It's just a metal piece that we call a blech. It's bechlal not touching either the coals or the open flame. In that case, afilu ain't a grufo ktuma. Even if you didn't cover the fire or shatterize the coals, yes, hetta latashos in zbashen kol tzarka buchantas. There's a different hetta that you're allowed to put it back, even though as long as it was in zbashen kol tzarka and it's still a little warm, and as long as you're and what's pshat warm that you could still eat it mitzad de gishmak that it's still considered warm. Now la nichal gaba. There's something separating. And he says this could be done also by putting something on top of it right now. You put some other thing under the pot in which there it has the food. To separate between it and the coals that are in the kir. Which is done even on Shabbos, providing it's not a new kli, because then there's a different problem. If it's like the grate that they put on top of the kir, like we have on top of our fire, which doesn't cover the fire completely. It just separates it to be farther off, shouldn't be sitting on the flame itself, but it's not like a plank, like the English akech, like we call, or like we would consider like a blech. At that point, that is not considered like an English akech or like a blech to be matir, and then only if it's taki grufoktum it works. Now, if not l'mashabes malakira, in which case did we say you're allowed to be machzer? This is if you took it on Shabbos from the kira and you're putting it back. If you put it there on Friday and you took it off on Friday, you're not allowed to put it back on Shabbos. Even with the previous four tnaim, unless ella in kain yesham gam kain elo atnaim, unless you have an additional tnai, which is the hainashakdeir oydabiyade, it's still in your hand. And daita lachzira. First, when you took it off, you were planning to put it back, and it's still in your hand. And v'loy pinu l'gdei racheres, and you didn't pour it into a different pot. It's still in the same initial pot that you took it out on. This makes it mutar, even though on Friday is when you took it off, and now you're putting it back on Shabbos. and it shouldn't be, it's not allowed to look like Moshe Batchilo. It's not allowed to look as if you're putting it directly on the plane and you're putting it now to cook. That's not terrible. And therefore, if it's Oida B'yada, and when he took it off, he was planning to put it back, and he didn't pour it into the Mikdeta, is he's allowed to. In such case, it's good to apply these rules even if you're doing the Chazara on Shabbos. That means even if you took it off, not on Friday, you took it off on Shabbos, which earlier we mentioned that you don't need the Tanai of that it wasn't poured from pot to pot, as we'll see soon. Even if you did pour it from one pot to another pot, you're still allowed to put it back. And even if it's not Oida B'yada and it wasn't Daita Lachzira, you're allowed to put it back, providing that it's in this Basha Kol Tzarka and it's still Cham and it's Gruvo Ketuma. He says it's good to be machmer like Rav Poiskim that even on Shabbos to have these tnaim in place. That means it wasn't from Teiluk Deira and it's still Oida B'yada and it's still Daita and it was Daita Lachzira. Put it back also to apply these klolim on Shabbos as well. Now, wherever we said you're allowed to bring it back onto the kira, you could put it not only to the one where you took it from the kira, you could put it also on a different kira. Even though the second kira stovetop is stronger than the first one, if we were matter for you to put it back, you can put it back also to a different one. Yes, there is opinion that halacha tesvo kachlin. What is the kachlin? As we said, shalgabe atanar bezachayiv. It was like a piece you could find it in antique stores or even in museums. You see that there was like a furnace for heating up the room, and on top of it they had like either this moving type of iron piece or a plata that they would put on in pots also to benefit from the heat in such a way. So this ka'achlin, you can put a tafshin as bashal kol tzarkoi, you're allowed to put it on it on Shabbos, v'ucham k'tas, as long as the tafshil is still cham, tas adayin lechol machmas chamos, that it could still be eaten because of that heat. Lecham mesham harbe, to heat up and to get beyond that stage. Why? Because this was not there was no way for it to access the open flame. So it's like a plot, like a blech, like we were saying. The yet rak shatzar sheinir shum dover tachas lagdeira. You need to make sure there is a blech there. Or tachas natalu lavzim menol ben encholim. There's something separating between it and the coals. The maziva shabatana beisachayiv shalmata. And the maziva, which would separate, would get and take out some of the steam under it. Something separating between it. Kadesh yenikar hakav is a boy of a lachtas ben encholim. He shouldn't come to mix around the coals shabatana in order to taste the heat. So he makes up a shinoi that he sees the heat shouldn't be pouring right directly on this. Now halach design. Yes. There's an opinion. Shekold Avraham Avushal. Anything that was cooked, kigoyin basar, dogma avushal, whether it's meat that was cooked, or fish that was cooked, also litne beloy roite, b'makom shuchol eschamem, asham adayat sheyatzel ezbay. You're not allowed to put it in a place that even if it doesn't have liquid, in a place that it should reach yatzel ezbay, that means that there is bishul acher bishul even biyavish. Okay, let's say meat and a fish. You're not allowed to put it, even if it doesn't have roitiv, in a place where it could reach yatzel ezbay. If you just took it out of the refrigerator, for example, v'shir yatzel ezbay. You look what the way he described it in the siman pei siv gimel. Aval dabra afui oitzali. If it was baked, that means it doesn't have any liquid. Oitzali roasted, that means the liquid was taken out of it. Muta litnasham al pi efanish in his bar lamayla. You are allowed to put it in the way we described earlier, that there's no chashti, you're going to be mechadav gecholim. You're allowed to, because if there's no liquid at all, unlike basa and dagim, then in davar yavish legamre, we say ein bishul achar bishul, and you could put it down.